This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in just 10 years, the Startup India mission has become a revolution. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister commended all the young innovators who have shown the courage to see new dreams. The Prime Minister said, on National Startup Day, this gathering of startup founders and innovators reflects the future of a new and rapidly developing India.
भारत के युवाओं का फोकस रियल प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व करने पर है. हमारे वो यंग इनोवेटर्स जिन्होंने नए सपने देखने का साहस दिखाया, मैं उन सभी की बहुत बहुत सराहना करता हूँ. 10 साल की ये जर्नी सिर्फ एक सरकारी स्कीम की सक्सेस स्टोरी नहीं है, ये आप जैसे हजारों लाखों सपनों की जर्नी है. सिर्फ 10 साल में स्टार्टअप इंडिया मिशन एक रिवॉल्यूशन बन चुका है. भारत आज दुनिया का थर्ड लार्जेस्ट स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है.
On the occasion, Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area at an event and interacted with the exhibitors. Startup India was launched on this day in 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship, and enable investment-driven growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that over the last two decades, India and Japan have successfully transformed their relationship from a purely economic one into a comprehensive and strategic partnership. He was speaking at the opening session during his talks with the Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi in New Delhi today. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that India's Mahasagar initiative and vision for the Indo-Pacific closely aligns with Japan's free and open Indo-Pacific outlook.
Economic security today is particularly paramount. I think both our countries attach enormous importance to it. And how to de-risk our own economies and how to de-risk the international economy are both very important. So we will be discussing resilient supply chains, critical minerals, how to address energy, health and maritime security.
India and Germany have signed a joint declaration of intent on telecommunications cooperation. The Ministry of Communications informed that both sides agreed to enhance cooperation through regular exchange of information and best practices, collaboration in emerging and future technologies, strengthening policies, manufacturing, and ease of doing business in the telecom and ICT sectors. The declaration was signed during German Chancellor Friedrich Merz's recent visit to India. The BJP Shiv Sena alliance appears to be leading to a win in the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation or BMC elections. The alliance is leading in 119 seats, with the BJP ahead in 88 seats and Shiv Sena in 31 seats. In comparison, the Shiv Sena UBT or Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray faction is leading in 64 seats, while the Maharashtra Navnirmar Sena or MNS is ahead in only 6 seats. The Bharatiya Janata Party today announced the schedule for the election of the party's national president. The nomination will be filed on Monday, with scrutiny of nomination papers done on the same day. The election will be held on Tuesday. Ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen will face Lin Xunyi of Chinese Taipei in the men's singles quarterfinal of India Open Badminton Tournament in New Delhi this afternoon. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty ended with modest gains led by the IT sector today. After a firm opening, the markets edged higher during the forenoon trade. Sensex rose 188 points to close at 83,570, while the Nifty gained 29 points to settle at 25,694. And the United States has warned Iran that all options remain on the table after both the countries exchanged sharp war of words at an emergency meeting of UN Security Council in New York last night. The U.S. Permanent Representative Mike Waltz raised concerns over Iran's violent crackdown on nationwide protests. And that is the end of this news bulletin.